We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chad, thanks. We're going to get to send you a Twitter question here in a moment. Do you just chuckle a little bit to follow Charlie Blackmon every night?
He's hitting 500.
He had three hits last night.
Yep.
He's hitting 500.
He is 33 for 66.
500.
That is 500.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And he couldn't be more deadpan, downplaying, everybody relaxed
totally.
About the whole thing, which is
totally
amazing because – I mean, how long? It wasn't that long ago when we were talking about, okay, so if somebody gets hot, can somebody hit 400 in a 60-game season?
Hitting, Shane, he's hitting close to 600. I want you to hear me. 600 during his 15-game hitting streak. That's like slow pitch stuff.
Right, and not to bring it back to the Royals or anything, but they hit so many bullets right at somebody last night. Which makes what Blackmon is doing individually all that much more impressive because even when you barrel balls, sometimes you hit them at somebody. And
sure.
That's why it's called an average. It's going to even out, but there's nothing to say that he can't stay hot for another couple weeks and then make us all start talking about whether he can hit 400 instead of just me and you.
That'd be fun at the very least. I'm
hell
fine
yes,
with
it'd
that.
Be fun.
It'd be fun. No question about it.
Speaking
all right, let's
of,
get to the.
Speaking of fun,
yes.
Let me. Oh, and I misspoke. Drew Davison, 10:25, not 10 o'clock. Lynn Worthy was supposed to be at 10, but he's got to talk to Mike Matheny, so we moved him up to 9:25. And Drew
Fair
Davison
enough.
From Star Telegram talked about Big 12 football, which their schedule has come out. We can talk to him at 10:25. Driver's license renewal yesterday. Couldn't have been more,
how did it go?
Couldn't have been more pleasant.
Nice.
Yeah. I got there to find a lady sitting outside talking to a uniformed gentleman, which I assume that's protocol at the driver's license place, but whatever. I thought she was waiting. She was checking everybody in. She had the clipboard, and, of course, we're all masked up and everything, and she's like, before you go in, have you been exposed to COVID? Are you feeling bad? Do you have any of these symptoms? Okay, go in, and I'll get you your... you know, your number, the little card spits out a number, and, you know, when it comes up on the thing, you'll be next. Well, there was nobody in there. I was the only guy in there, save for the people working behind the counter. And yet, for some reason, I had to wait 5 minutes for the number to be to be announced. And I'm splitting the hairs here because it didn't take, you know, it was barely 5 minutes. But I literally had to sit there for a while before my number was called. But it was, and I got out of there in 10 minutes tops.
Tie, nice.
Yeah. Nobody
Boy,
in there
that's
except
a win
for me.
When you can do that.
Yep.
That was a win.
It was much ado about nothing when we talked about it yesterday morning. So
Good.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to take a test. All you had to do was just
pass the vision test. Yeah, no,
just
everything
the vision,
went great.
Right?
Yep, I didn't have to answer any questions about merging and right away or anything like that. Yeah. I wasn't scared of that anyway. Okay.
Gotcha.
The Twitter question. What former coach that's still in the public eye seems most hell-bent on tarnishing his career? brought it up because of what Lou Holtz said on Fox News. Did you catch that? Because if you didn't, I got some audio for you here in a second. Which former coach is still in the public eye seems most hell-bent on tarnishing his career? Lou Holtz, Mike Ditka, Art Briles? You know what Ditka said about people kneeling,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes.
You're familiar with that. And then, of course, Art Briles kind of speaks for himself. Well,
yes.
Here's what Lou Holtz had to say in a back and forth on Fox News. This was yesterday. Here you go.
You're saying they should play.
I think they should play, but then again, that's my thing. I think that you understand the players. You want to play if you have a problem, if you have an asthma problem, if you're diabetic or something, and you have a legitimate reason you don't want to play, absolutely, don't play. The rest of you want to play, let's go play. I think that we shut everything down for 6 months. I'm going crazy about being quarantined. I think other people are tired of it. Let's move on with our life. When they stormed Normandy, they knew that there were going to be cash and there's going to be risk. 2% of the people that can they go to the emergency room go for COVID-19. 2% of it is going down. But young people, Bill, they think it's like cancer. They think they're going to die.
Lou Holtz, everybody, comparing COVID to Normandy.
That's unfortunate, but...
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
D-Day. Hey, we knew there were going to be casualties, but, you know, we stormed the beaches anyway. We know there are going to be casualties in football, but by God, we've been – I'm going stir crazy. I've been holed up for 6 months. Let's play football. There's Lou Holtz for you, folks.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. Okay, you know,
to approach it.
You know how we were commenting yesterday about how many sports were going on at virtually the exact same time?
Sure.
Well, Damian Lillard was scoring 61 points at just about the same time that two hockey teams were playing five overtimes.
Yeah.
And the Royals were playing, I believe, all at the same time. The Lightning and the Blue Jackets played for 6 hours, and Damian Lillard scored 61 points. So those are pretty much the highlights, and we'll get to that coming up top of the hour. And about 30 minutes from now, we'll talk to Drew Davison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, see what's up with the Big 12 and the swing vote that they seem to have. Much more, hour number two, Sports Daily at Shane and Bruce and Jad, and it's a Wednesday on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.